Poetry Monthly, November. The close relationship of poetry and music is celebrated by our first officially designated Poet Laureate, John Dryden, in his Song for St. Cecilia's Day, the 22nd of November, 1687. St. Cecilia is especially associated with the organ. From harmony, from heavenly harmony, this universal frame began. When nature underneath a heap of jarring atoms lay and could not heave her head, the tuneful voice was heard from high, "Arise, ye more than dead." Then cold and hot and moist and dry, in order to their stations leap, and music's power obey. From harmony, from heavenly harmony, this universal frame began. From harmony to harmony, through all the compass of the notes it ran, the diapason closing full in man. What passion cannot music raise and quell? When Jubal struck the chorded shell, his listening brethren stood around, and wondering, on their faces fell to worship that celestial sound. Less than a god, they thought, there could not dwell within the hollow of that shell that spoke so sweetly and so well. What passion cannot music raise and quell? The trumpet's loud clangor excites us to arms with shrill notes of anger and mortal alarms. The double-double-double beat of the thundering drum cries, "Hark, the foes come! Charge, charge, 'tis too late to retreat!" The soft complaining flute in dying notes discovers the woes of hopeless lovers whose dirge is whispered by the warbling lute. Sharp violins proclaim their jealous pangs and desperation, fury, frantic indignation, depth of pains and height of passion for the fair disdainful dame. But oh, what art can teach, what human voice can reach the sacred organ's praise? Notes inspiring holy love, notes that wing their heavenly ways to mend the choirs above. Orpheus could lead the savage race, and trees uprooted left their place, sequacious of the lyre. But bright Cecilia raised the wonder higher, when to her organ vocal breath was given. An angel heard, and straight appeared, mistaking earth for heaven. As from the power of sacred lays the spheres began to move, and sang the great Creator's praise to all the blessed above, so, when the last and dreadful hour this crumbling pageant shall devour, the trumpet shall be heard on high, the dead shall live, the living die, and music shall untune the sky. Aristotle, an ancient Greek philosopher and critic, not yet superseded in literary matters, declared that all art is imitation. And I expect you noticed how skillfully Dryden imitates the actual sounds of the various instruments he mentions by choosing appropriate sounding words to describe them. Jubal was a Hebrew musical patriarch credited with the invention of the harp. Orpheus, a legendary Greek musical hero, could allegedly lure animals and even trees to follow his music.